This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, everybody, it is Thursday, the 12th day of March, 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. I almost said my name is Wayne Allyn Root. No, Wayne will be here in exactly 1 hour. Tuesdays and Thursdays, the USA Radio Network gives me the opportunity again to sit in this big chair and talk to you all again for 60 minutes or so. And I tell you, it has been a crazy, crazy week, a crazy 2 weeks, a crazy month. And I feel like it's the end of days, right? You feel as though the whole world is coming apart. And there's nothing funny about it. There's nothing comical about it. There's nothing flippant about it. I don't know really where to take this, right? We were talking off the air before we went on, and I'm saying to myself, okay, so as I'm talking to you right now, 434,442 confirmed coronavirus cases. And by the way, I'm calling it the Wuhan virus just because CNN and everybody on the liberal left, they go crazy when you want to attach China to this virus. Last night, I was watching the president finish up the speech after listening to it on the radio, actually, for the first 8 or 9 minutes. Then watched him finish up, then watched CNN, and was in disbelief as CNN spent 15 minutes attacking the president over how he delivered the message. It wasn't forceful enough. He wasn't calming enough. And then, of course, they wanted to pick on the idea that he actually mentioned the fact that it began in China. And that somehow was over the line of political correctness. And I was sitting there saying to myself, it did start in China. That's where it began. So calling it the Chinese coronavirus or the coronavirus that began in China is an accurate statement. And they are to blame. China is to blame. There are slow-acting actors after the fact, but it's China's fault that we're here right now. It's China's fault there's 134,442 confirmed corona cases. 4,970 people are dead because of China and what they did and their negligence. And the way they have governed themselves and the way they live their lives and letting this thing explode the way it has. Again, as I'm talking to you right now, 1,636 cases here in this country, 40 confirmed dead. You know, as people are beginning to learn more about this and the idea that less and less folks have been tested. Now, I don't even know, what the mechanism is for testing. I know you swab, but I don't know, how or what they need to do that swab and to test it after you're swabbed. I mean, we didn't even know what we were dealing with until, within the last 2 months, really. So the idea that the president somehow dropped the ball and doesn't have enough test kits, I don't buy that. But anyway, that's something for another time. I think that we probably are sitting or staring maybe at 10 times as many people right now, minimum, who actually have this virus. Because we don't know. People are walking around. People don't know exactly maybe what the symptoms are for this virus. Maybe they're walking around right now and they may have it. And I'll get to that in a couple minutes. I'll tell you what the symptoms actually are, because a lot of people maybe don't know what they are. But as of right now, it's incredible what has been shut down. This country's literally been shut down. Schools, government agencies, obviously all of the sports activity, which is, to me, I would have never thought that the NBA would suspend their season. And by the way, they're suspending their season. NBA, NCAA has canceled the college men's and basketball tournament. March Madness is canceled. I mean, this is a billion-dollar enterprise, and they shut it down. NBA shut down. Soccer shut down. Hockey shut down. Major League Baseball has now, at the very least, pushed the beginning of their season back. No real dates, confirmed dates, as to when everything will ramp up again. But, again, I was thinking about this today. What happens if this is a seasonal thing? What if this keeps coming back? What if, you know, we somehow figure out a way to survive this initial coronavirus Wuhan flu outbreak? And then next year, bang, you get a couple cases. Because you can see how fast it explodes. And we have no mechanism, period, on how to control this stuff. We just don't know how to do it. Right? Because if one person slips through the cracks, just one, you've got yourself what we got right now, a pandemic. You've got yourself chaos in the streets and in countries all around this globe. I mean, it's really incredible. I mean, look at Italy. Italy right now, 15,000 people in Italy. Over 1,000 people are dead in Italy. I mean, that ratio is just unbelievable. But other things that have been obviously shut down, you've got all, or at least a very high percentage of music tours shut down. They're shutting down like affairs, or you know, you've got home shows or auto shows all shut down. All these parades, New York City has joined the list of cities canceling parades. So all of those things are major deals. Major. But on top of all of this, on top of people literally putting their life on hold in limbo for an unknown amount of time, the kids home from school now, colleges shut down. Certain people who work, you know, certain kinds of jobs. I mean, if you're dealing with the public all day, if you're in retail, if you're working at McDonald's, if you're working at Dunkin' Donuts, how are you continuing to work? How can they not shut those places down too? That's constant back and forth. You're constantly in somebody's face. How about physical therapy? How about anybody who's working next to somebody? I mean, I'm in a studio by myself yelling and screaming, right? No one's technically going to bother me, knock on wood, but I mean, most jobs don't work like that. But on top of all of that, guys, the stock market today. Another just disastrous plunge. Disastrous. I mean, today, what do we have? Over 2,352 points lower. It's a 10% decrease. Right now, it sits at 21,200.62. This time, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about it going over 30,000. Think about that. I mean, think about it just in a sense. If you've got a 401k, just to make it easy, if your 401k 15 days ago was worth $300,000, you know what it's worth now? $200,000. Think about that. That is monumental as far as what you've lost, people have lost, and the country has lost. I find it interesting, too. You know, this has become such a partisan issue. When everything was flying high and everybody was rocking and rolling, it wasn't Trump's economy. Remember, it was, oh, this is Obama's economy. This is Obama started this. Now, all of a sudden, you've got this collapse here in the last 10 days, and it's Trump's doing. It's all Donald Trump's fault, which it's remarkable to me how partisan this country is, how ugly. The left is so ugly. The liberal left is so nasty and devious, and they deal in treachery. It's incredible. By the way, a couple things. Again, with all these new cases, some things to look out for. Doctors in China say they may have come up with an emergency vaccine, could be ready as soon as next month. But if you remember, China threatened to not give us certain types of medicine that we need. And they actually make 97% of our antibiotics, which is an absolute travesty that we've allowed that to happen. But China may be on the verge of coming up with something. Insurance companies, again, waiving all the copays. Not waiving paying for it. They're just waiving copays. There's a big difference. If you vape or smoke, stop. Stop. Smoking decreases your ability to fight any infection, but this infection in particular, they're saying you need to stop. Actually, there's a conference in New York called Doing Business Under Coronavirus. Believe it or not, they canceled that. Obviously, hotels in Vegas have stopped serving the buffet to prevent the virus from spreading. Here's something interesting. Apparently, people have started using Tinder to get updates on what's going on inside China. If you are somebody who has a premier Tinder membership, I don't even know what that is, but I guess you can see profiles from anywhere in the world. So they're keeping up as far as what is happening to people personally in China by using Tinder. And young people are taking advantage of the chaos by booking super cheap flights. You can go. Somebody said they saved like thousands of dollars from going to like Australia or what. But there's a travel ban, so you got to watch out for that. If you leave, you can't come back. Right? Thousands of engaged couples now rethinking their upcoming wedding plans. 103-year-old person in China, woman, is the oldest person to survive the virus. It attacks the old relentlessly. I mean, so far we really haven't seen it really go incredibly heavy after younger folks, but the elderly, you get it. I mean, you're over 80, it's becoming a coin flip. So, a couple things. Experts are providing a simple self-check. Because I think a lot of people are walking around right now asking themselves, do I have it? I mean, maybe you got a headache. Maybe you feel like you got a fever. Maybe you feel just a little bit off kilter. Well, one easy way to check, they say, first thing in the morning, take a deep, deep breath. Hold it for 10 seconds. If you complete it successfully without coughing, discomfort, stiffness, tightness, then you don't have fibrosis in the lungs. So your chances are you don't have it in any advanced scenario of the corona. Doesn't mean you don't have it necessarily, but if you keep doing that long enough, you may prove that you don't have it. Listen, I'll go over some of those because they're interesting. We'll do that. I have a couple of guests coming up. We're going to chat about politics only in just a couple seconds. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. And then we've had this other gentleman on talking about the economics of this. Murray Sabrin from down in New Jersey, economics professor. We'll chat with him at the bottom of the hour. All that coming up. It's Lee Elsie, Wayne Allen Root, top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years. By thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allen Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT for 20% off.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. $1,000. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's finest known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878. And is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Notes President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say war when you call. It's a one-time only offer for war listeners and fans. Just say war or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
All right, so last week I introduced Tommy Bunyan. We pictured him standing on a bunch of Bernie Sanders' dead bodies, his supporters. Today, it piles even higher, I would say, Tommy, even though you didn't like that analogy. It's sort of the same thing today, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't see a path forward to the nomination for Bernie Sanders. I don't know how it is that he has hope.
All right, let me ask you this, because I think this is important. We all see Biden and the demise. There's no question there's a mental slippage with Biden. I don't know how anybody can even argue with us with that. He's fighting with the auto workers. What does the Democrat Party do, Tom, if in the next couple of months, even after he secured the nomination, he just continues to go off the rails? What happens then?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think one thing is there will be no mystery left by the time we get to November. There will probably be no mystery left by the time we get on the other side of the Democratic convention. You know, a lot more information will be known about this. And the reason I say that is because, you know, the most televised event ever is a presidential campaign, and the most televised event ever is a presidential campaign that involves Donald Trump.
Right.
So we're going to see Joe Biden a lot on television and be able to do that. You know, Hillary Clinton's health was a big concern in 2016, and the media and the party ignored it. So if they follow that playbook, they're going to ignore it again this year, and it will be up for the voters to decide what that means to them.
Does this mean that his vice presidential pick will be crucial? Because I think people will look at Biden as somebody who may not make it.
Yeah, I do think the vice presidential pick will be hugely significant in this race, and for more than just the traditional reasons, right? Given his age, just alone, who you select as your vice president is going to be top of mind for people. Now, there is another thing to say about the vice presidential pick for somebody on the Democratic side of the aisle. You know, this is the party that believes that race and gender and how you identify and all those things are more important than anything else. So, you know, on the Democratic side of the aisle, who you select as your vice president as far as whether it's a woman or whether it's a minority is extremely important. And so that's going to weigh in to this decision as well. I think that's quite interesting. You know, that's not really something that exists on the right. We look at qualifications more than anything else.
All right, Tommy Binion, thanks for the quick hitter. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. We chat with him about once a week about things going on down in Washington. Tom, thanks. I'll check in with you next time. All right, we got to run. Once again, you're listening to Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working overtime to come up with a coronavirus relief bill. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says the response to the coronavirus crisis should be bipartisan.
That's why we're in a stronger position to get this right and sit together and not play any political game.
McCarthy reminds everyone,
every time we have a disaster in others, it shows the very best of this country working together and coming together. And you're actually making us stronger in the end.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. The NCAA is canceling its men and women's basketball tournaments because of the coronavirus pandemic, meaning there will be no March Madness. And the bumpy ride on Wall Street continues as, at the closing bell, the Dow lost 2,352 points to finish at 21,201. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your Coronavirus Central and your Health Central and your Live Long Life Central. Why? Because I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America, the American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada, and now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wait down the route. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, our guest joining us right now is Murray Sabrin, Libertarian candidate for the United States Senate back in the day, also gubernatorial candidate, also a professor and an author. His book, Why the Fed Reserve Sucks, is joining us.
Pleasure to be with you. We are living in turbulent times, which is a gross understatement.
You're the guy that we wanted on to talk about some of this stuff. You wrote an opinion piece, Trump's Embrace of Bubbleomics, maybe his downfall?
I wrote this. The president was pestering the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates, which just perpetuated the bubble that has been going on since the financial crisis of 2008. And the Federal Reserve has given us what people have called the everything bubble. And Trump said that there's a big bubble in the making when he was running for president in 2016. And what he should have said when he became president is that if the economy falters, don't blame me, because the Federal Reserve is creating this huge bubble which is going to burst. And when the bubble bursts, that's when the stock market corrects, the bond market corrects, real estate corrects. And so instead of taking credit for the stock market going through the roof since he was elected, he should have said stock market is just a reflection of all the easy money that the Federal Reserve has created, and I'm not responsible as president for the stock market. And unfortunately, he made, I think, the biggest blunder in my lifetime. He hitched his presidency to the stock market, and we've seen since last month when the market reached an all-time high, the market has tumbled nearly 20%. So people are losing confidence. The bubble is bursting. And so the question is, will the Federal Reserve pull another rabbit out of the hat and give us another leg up on this bubble into next year?
All right, Murray, what should the federal government do? Should they try to self-correct? Obama pumped hundreds of billions of dollars into the stock market, right?
This is another example of central planning coming out of Washington, D.C. We're halfway there to what Bernie Sanders wants to do, which give us a fully centrally planned economy for health care, for housing, education, for everything that people want. Bernie wants the federal government to be responsible for all these things that we should be able to obtain in the marketplace. That's what a free enterprise system is all about, where we consumers want things and producers, entrepreneurs around the country, around the world, provide it to us. And so instead of having, quote, a natural economy, we have a manipulated economy by both the federal government, by spending and taxing and borrowing, and the Federal Reserve, which manipulates interest rates to, quote, stimulate the economy. And it's always ended in a disaster, whether it was the 1920s with the crash of 29 and the decade-long depression. Now, the only example we have, Lee, of where the federal government and the Federal Reserve kept their hands off was after the depression of World War One, the so-called Forgotten Depression in 1921 and 22, where President Harding basically let the recession depression take its course, and the economy recovered in 12 to 18 months, the budget was cut. The federal budget was actually cut. But today, we know with a $4.4 trillion budget, so many people are dependent upon their basic income from the federal government, whether it's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other entitlements that the federal government provides. We basically have the people hooked on not opium, but other people's money, OPM. And so this is the dilemma we find ourselves in, is that so many interest groups look for the federal government for their basic survival.
Is this the beginning of a crash here, Murray?
No, we won't know until after the fact. So some of the indicators that I've looked at over the years suggest that it should happen next year. Now, if it's been moved up to this year because of the coronavirus fear factor that's out there, but the Federal Reserve is still pumping money into the financial market. So
the federal government is pumping money into the financial markets. What does that mean?
The Federal Reserve has an unlimited checking account. It buys government bonds and other assets from the banking system. That new money that's created is now in the vaults or in the checking accounts of the banks. And now the banks either lend that money out or they buy other government assets like treasury bills, treasury bonds. And so new money is created with it, which then spreads through the economy, lifting asset prices, particularly stocks, because hedge funds borrow from the banks, from their brokerage firms, in order to speculate in the stock market. So this money enters through the real estate market, the mortgage market. Housing prices are through the roof in some communities across the country. When you look at the real estate section in Manhattan, when you have condos starting in new developments at $4 million to $5 million a unit, it means that there's a flood of money in the economy. And this is what happened through the dot-com bubble and the housing bubble. Now we're seeing it in the everything bubble. So the way we get back to a normal economy is the Fed has to stop creating new money. We have to go back to a balanced budget with much lower spending. And to have what I write about in my book, Why the Federal Reserve Sucks, we need to go to a society of financial independence of all individuals, families, organizations, corporations. And that means not to have this massive speculation, which the Fed helps by creating new money. This has been going on since the Fed was created in 1930.
So do the banks have to pay that money back to the government or no?
No, what happens that now in 2018 the Federal Reserve was selling bonds, which was withdrawing money from the system. And guess what happened from October to December of 2018? The stock market plunged 20%, and President Trump went on a Twitter tear, blaming the Federal Reserve for the decline in the stock market by raising interest rates. By withdrawing money from the system. And so what's the Fed do in 2019? It flooded the economy with money, and the stock market had one of its best years ever by going up 30%. And so when that happens, the bubble gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and eventually it bursts. And so it's bursting now, and the question is, will it continue to burst, or will the Fed come in and prop it up some more with more money into the system? So there's a big dilemma going on in Washington, and the policymakers think they have the answer to give us a strong economy when all they do is they give us these boom and bust cycles. And they're great on the upside, but on the downside, as we know, they're very painful, as people experienced it during the housing bubble bursting. I don't know what the level of the stock market should be based upon normal conditions. We just have to let like you have a cold. You just have to let the cold run its course. But they're unwilling to do that for the economy and the stock market because so many people, especially the upper one percenters, which I write about in my book, have their wealth tied up in the stock market. If that goes down, the Wall Street people scream bloody murder. And then the Fed comes in and injects more tens and hundreds of billions of dollars to try to prop up the stock market. So far, it hasn't been working the last month because they've been injecting so much money, and yet the stock market's going down, which is, I think, related to the coronavirus to some degree, but it's also that people are very nervous about the future state of the economy going into 2020 and 2021. So, again, I've been examining this for more than 45 years, and when I first started investigating this in the early 70s when I was a doctoral student at Rutgers, it seemed clear to me that we were on the same path as other countries that had their currency destroyed, whether it was Argentina in South America, whether it was Russia after World War One, whether it was China after World War Two, Germany after World War One. We're going down the same path of printing money to try to prop up the economy, and it never, never works. And the consequence is devastating for the average citizen.
Explain to me then, if they're pumping so much money into the system, you know, why doesn't my loaf of bread cost $7?
Ah, that's a great question. And the reason is, right now, what's happening, we've gotten a lot of cheap imports from overseas. That has dampened inflation. I write about that in my book. So we've got the cheap imports. We've got Amazon keeping prices down. We've got Walmart keeping prices down. But according to one analyst at economicpolicyjournal.com, who has a daily subscription advisory, he wrote yesterday, expect inflation to soar over the next 12 to 18 months because what's happened now is that we're getting a supply shock. In other words, we're getting reduction in supply of goods coming from China. We're getting all this money pumped in, and prices should start to escalate, according to Bob Wenzel's analysis yesterday in his Daily Alert. So he's of the opinion that prices should go up because, remember, entrepreneurs don't like to raise prices because it means that consumers will tend to balk when prices go up.
Right.
Everyone wants to buy stuff at lower prices, except the Fed wants us to have 2% inflation, which is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
All right, Murray, I am out of time. I'm so sorry. Murray Sabrin, author, professor, Senate and gubernatorial candidate, and very smart cat, Einstein-like. I appreciate his time. We got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000. $1,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody, it's Lee Elsie. Again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get the honor to sit in the big seat. Wayne Allen Root will be here in about 16 or 17 minutes. He'll be ready to rock and roll, talking about, I'm sure, everything from the coronavirus to the incredible drop in the stock market today and everything in between. Of course, you can always call in, most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. We'd love to take your phone calls. If you guys also want to email me, you can do that as well, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. We can go grab a call or two. Those of you out there, we'll go to Long Island where Chet is. Chet, how are you tonight?
Hey, Lee, I heard your comments about the economy. I wonder if the Democrats want to take the economy back now and give it to Obama.
Yeah, sure.
It really is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, they're slimy. They're slippery. I tell you, it gets worse every single day with these guys.
I saw Don Lemon had John Kasich on, and Kasich was talking about President Trump's address to the nation about the coronavirus. And I think you're right. This morning you said that Trump sounded sick. He found something was wrong with him, definitely.
Yep.
I agree with you there. But when Kasich said, you know, he didn't do a bad job, man, Don Lemon flipped out on this guy to the point where he just, Kasich actually asked him, and I don't like Kasich. I'm not a fan of him.
Right.
But he said, can I finish? And Lemon's like, no.
Wow.
And it's so dirty right now with the liberals. They are just out for blood, and they want this thing to get so bad to the point where Trump can't win either way. And I wanted to ask you something, though, aside from all that. Wasn't there a professor at Harvard that was caught spying for the Chinese? He was working in the medical industry in Harvard, and he was sending back samples to the China government. I haven't heard anything about that story in 2 weeks, and now that we have this thing breaking out, I would think that that's a concern.
Let's see. I do remember that story. Harvard professor,
yeah,
among those, the three charged with lying about Chinese government ties, right? That's the story? I think Harvard
University
professor.
He was sending back samples,
right,
to China. in the medical field and whatever they were developing over at Harvard. We don't know what he was what he was playing with.
Well, it says
he has something to do with this whole thing.
The complaint alleges that this guy had lied about his affiliation with the Wuhan University of Technology in China, WUT, and a contact he had with Chinese Talent Recruitment Plan to attract high-level scientists to this country. So I'd have to look a little bit more and try to refresh myself with that story. But, hey, you know what? I think this is all falls on the lap of China. And you know what's amazing to me, too, Chet, is that nobody on the left-hand side of the aisle or the liberal side of the aisle wants to ever point a finger at the almighty China as if somehow you're going to offend them. It's crazy.
Yeah, why do you think that is, Lee? Why do you think that is?
It's just
because
unbelievable.
They're in their pocket.
It's so frustrating.
They're in their pocket.
So
they don't want to say anything. Look. Anytime we have a movie that China doesn't agree with, we have to pull it.
Right.
Why do we have to do everything that China says?
Absolutely. Look what happened to the NBA at the beginning of the season. And China was all offended, so the NBA basically had to kiss their fanny, which is incredible.
And look what the NBA did today. You don't think there could be some markings there because of China? Of course there could.
What did
this
Lemon...
This is all getting...
Good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I said, what did Lemon want Trump to do? Did he give you any idea how he wanted him to act?
He wanted it to be... He was upset because Trump said it was a foreign-born disease. And this became, he's a racist because he's a xenophobe. And it was Kasich that was... And I think you were talking about that this morning on your show, too.
I was
about how outraged the left was. But Lemon took it a step further to the point...
Right.
Where he didn't even want to let Kasich, who by and largely we know Kasich is a liberal. And if you can't let a liberal speak on your television program because he's saying something that might sound good for Trump, we have some really big issues in this country right now. And if we can't sit down over something like this virus, it's more than a pandemic because it'll end up wiping us all out just on our political leanings. And what it could create is just mass chaos.
Chet, great call, man. I'm running out of time, but thank you very much, as always. Good stuff from out in Long Island. By the way, last night they played it a number of different times on a couple of the... was it last night or the night before? It might have been the night before, because last night Trump was on. No, it wasn't. It was last night. It was during Tucker's show. Tucker played it again. He played video of Don Lemon, of all people, calling it a Chinese coronavirus. I remember it distinctively. So they all started that way. They're so fake and phony on the left. It's unbelievable how hypocritical they are. And they don't think that anybody will remember what they've said in the past. It's remarkable. I just don't understand. Like, if I say something and then I have to turn around and maybe change either what I said or what I may have meant because I was proven to be wrong or whatever, I usually come out and either apologize or say, you know, I messed that up, I screwed it up. I mean, it doesn't happen that often because the one thing I try to avoid is being hypocritical. I try to say what I mean and mean what I say. These guys don't care about that ever. It's remarkable. Well, listen, I won't get a chance to talk to you guys for 4 or 5 days here until Tuesday. Please be safe. Listen, I don't know what to tell you about staying out of the Wuhan flu way, but do your best. Wash your hands. If you can stay out of crowds, do it. Chris, all the great other folks over there at the USA Radio Network, thanks as always. Wayne Allen Root is up next. He'll take you for the next couple hours. It is the greatest show in the world. Ron Unfiltered, USA Radio Network. See ya.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Come.